Ah, there you are. Right on time. Just as expected. You're probably wondering why I called you back here. Well, take a good look around the room. Do you see the problem, my dear? It's filthy. Every inch of it. From the windows to the dust covering the mantle, everything is just filthy. You don't see it. How can you not? Even a blind man could see such filth in this room. I know that you are new to this, but you must learn soon enough that I like things to be perfect to the last detail. Consider it a peculiarity of mine. You did a subpar job of cleaning, but it's not enough. Clean it again. I'm expecting guests this evening, and I don't want to embarrass them by surrounding them in this. I shall be here to watch you to make sure you don't dare neglect a single detail. Now, get to it. My dear little maid, I do apologize if I come off as harsh, but I just had to see you. The room isn't as filthy as I said it was, but I had to keep appearances. Even though you've only worked here for a few weeks now, you managed to put a spell on me. Ever since I first laid my eyes on you, you took my breath away. It takes a lot of control to remain as calm as I am around you. And especially in that little outfit. Nothing too revealing, but just enough to make me want more of you. It took a while of pondering to figure out why I am so enthralled with you. Was it your goddess-like beauty? Your innocent smile when I praised you for a job well done? Your voice that is as sweet as honey. Or perhaps it was your submission. You do everything I ask you to, no questions asked, no matter the task. Most of my servants do that as well, but with you, it's different. Especially when you answer me with, "Yes, sir." My dear, do you know of my feelings for you? I sincerely doubt it, since I strive to keep them hidden, but have I let a flew? Have I let a few clues slip? After all, you are the only maid that is allowed to clean my chambers. Regardless if I'm there or not. However, I know one thing for certain. You also have...
You clumsy girl! How can you be so careless to let it fall like that? That was a very expensive vase you just broke. Cost me more than you could ever make in your lifetime. Clean it up at once.
That was a very bad thing you did, and unfortunately for you, I cannot let it slide. Usually, if my servants broke something of mine, I would simply just take it out of their paychecks, but I'm afraid I can't do the same for you. That vase was too valuable that even if I took it out of your checks, your debt wouldn't be settled for many, many years. No. I need to make sure you learn your lesson in a more efficient way. What's that? Anything you say, my dear. I'm not sure you would say that so easily with the twisted mind I have. You don't care, is that it? Very well, then. But before I tell you your punishment, I need you to lock the door. We don't want anyone to see what I have planned for you. Good girl. Now, I know this was an accident, so I'll make sure to make your punishment as quick as possible. I need you to listen to me very closely and do everything I say without question. I want you to strip down to your undergarments. Are you defying me? Do you want me to force you to strip in front of the other servants for your disobedience? I thought not. Now, do as I say. My, my. What a lovely set you have. And those blushing cheeks to match. Are you embarrassed, my dear? Now. Now. Put your apron back on and continue cleaning. Remember, I want this room to be spotless. My God. You look gorgeous like that. And you're all mine. No one must ever see you like this, not ever. This beauty is for my eyes only. And I'm sure you won't mind. Even now you tease me. You may be a blushing mess right now, but I see how you try to show off your exposed skin. Even looking at me with those pleading eyes. Making sure I was watching your every move. How can I not? This punishment was created just for you. But I doubt you feel utterly humiliated. In fact, I believe you feel quite the opposite. You're just so hard to resist. I can't resist. I must have you. I must have you now. Shh, don't scream. Don't scream. You don't want the other servants to hear you and come in here with you looking like this, do you? Good girl. Why must you look at me with those frightened eyes? Isn't this what you always wanted? What am I talking about, my dear? Do you honestly think that I wouldn't know about your desire for me? I've noticed the way you look at me whenever you clean in my presence. This isn't the first time you've knocked one of my things over. But this is the first time you've broken something. Plus, you're quite the naughty girl when you think no one is around. I'm talking about those late nights in your room where you would get intimate with yourself. With only your nimble fingers, you manage to make yourself writhe in pleasure and moan in ecstasy. However, there is a name you let slip through your lips. Master. Oh, just the thought of it has me all hot and bothered. You were begging for me to fuck you, and all I could do was watch. Well, that wasn't all I could do. Once in a while, I found myself joining you in unrequited pleasure. The way your sweet voice transforms to carnal noises from such a naughty activity. You can't lie to me, little girl. I saw and heard everything. In fact, I bet you have fantasized about this very moment many times. Well, my dear, let's turn that fantasy into a reality. Starting with those lips. Bend over on the couch. Now. Huh. Such delicious noises you let escape your lips. I want to hear more. Oh, they're not enough. I need more. I need to claim you as mine now. I can't wait any longer. Yes. Yes. Besides, I bet you're just as restless as me. You're very wet, my dear. Take it all off. I need to see all of your body. My God. You're perfect. No need to cover yourself, my dear. Every inch of you is perfection. From your precious lips to your supple breast to your beautiful stomach. To your delicious pussy. Yes, that's it. Moan for me. Moan for your master. You're soaking wet, my dear. You must really want me to fuck you. Isn't that right? Beg for it. Beg for me to be inside you. That's a good girl. So tight. I'm not hurting you, am I? I want to make sure my little maid is only feeling the pleasure she deserves. Good. My love, you have no idea how long I've waited for this moment. To be inside you. And hear you moan out my name in pure passion and bliss. Say that you're mine. Again. Scream it to the heavens. That's right. You're mine. And mine alone. Understand me? No one can have you. Only I can give you the pleasure you desire. The pleasure you've craved for so long. You love having me fuck you like this. You've waited a long time to have me dominate you and claim you as mine. Oh, fuck. You're tightening around me. I can't hold back any longer. I'm gonna... You're coming too? Come with me, love. No.
wish we could stay like this forever. But I'm afraid the guests will be arriving soon. Though, I don't think it would be appropriate to entertain them in this room, don't you think? Let me help you get dressed, love. Not your panties. You're still being punished. Now, hand them over. That's better. The last part of your punishment will be to serve me and my guests later tonight, without showing any signs of what just happened. If you succeed, I'll reward you later tonight. If you fail, however, the punishment will continue. Do you understand? Very good. Now, I'll leave you to your cleaning while I take a nice bath to prepare for tonight. Unless you want to join me.